our members voiced a concern about the livestock sector and the decline we're seeing in the livestock sector and the struggles they are facing, and they asked us to do some research into it. So we're going to bring some people together, economists and professors and that, to talk about not just what the issues are, but what some of the solutions could be and some of the policy changes that need happen to see success in that sector. Agriculture doesn't work in Saskatchewan without a thriving livestock sector. And right now they are facing some hurdles that we need to get our heads wrapped around and understand if there is some policy changes that could be made to benefit those producers.
How much of it is the lifestyle factor? Because raising cattle or other livestock, it's a 365 day a year job, whereas as grain farming, you can make a living at it and take a few breaks here and there. Where does that fit into the equation?
I think that fits in, but if you talk to a livestock producer, they love their livestock and they love doing it, and they are environmentalists in the fact that pasture land and forage land is great for the environment. It's a carbon sink that works well in our province. So there are huge, you know, social benefits to the livestock sector in Saskatchewan. And yes, I will admit I'm not a livestock producer, but it is a lot more work than what I would do as a grain farmer, because like you said, it is 365. But those people love that industry and they love their animals. And we just need to ensure that, you know, you put the work in, you do the best you can. It needs to be a profitable business at the end of the day. And right now, as we drive around, you know, last summer, seeing thousands of acres behind fence that at one time would have been grasslands and forage land for livestock, I want to see the livestock sector thrive in this province.
Does the government have to do something in regards to keeping this land as pasture? And it seems to align perfectly with what they want to do with the emissions. So, you know, why haven't we seen more of that?
That is one question I think we can ask at the summit is, you know, I was watching the news the other day and on came an ad from the Canadian government about the importance of forage and pasture land and native grasslands. And yet when you drive around, you're seeing them plowed under to cropland because it just makes more economic sense. So is there an avenue there where there is a policy change to ensure that these producers are willing to leave it in pasture land and leave it in grassland for the benefit of everyone and the environment?
So it's basically the federal government should maybe, you know, put their money where their mouth is, because there seems to be a lot of money available for this.
You betcha. The government has put a lot of money into environmental programming for agriculture, and if they're going to do this, and if grasslands is something that they feel is a benefit, and I think we all know that it's a benefit, I think stats show that and research shows that it's a benefit, then I agree, it's probably time they put their money where their mouth is. You know, when we start hearing of, you know, over the last 10 years that the livestock herds have declined 600,000 head, there's a problem in the sector that, and we need to find some solutions for it.
Mm-hmm. At one time, prices were part of the problem. Prices now have improved, but I guess, as you mentioned before with the carbon tax, so have all the expenses increased as well.
You know, and I'm hearing price of cattle is okay right now, but they're faced with the same thing as everybody. Carbon tax, increased price of everything still affects their bottom line the same. And you weigh in the fact that it is 365-day-a-year job, and you weigh in some of those other factors, and all of a sudden, the appeal to get out is a lot easier than the appeal to stay in. So these are conversations that I hope we have and come up with some solutions, or at least some ideas that we can present that maybe would show some reprieve or give some support to those guys in the livestock sector that's so important in Saskatchewan.
So APAS, after the summit then, will be writing a few things down and passing them along to the government. Is that basically what I'm hearing here?
Yeah, you bet. Our goal would be that we compile some data and some information, can have those tough conversations, not just hearing what the issues are, but looking at solutions and compiling a final report with some measurables in there that we, you know, work towards a goal to help those producers out.